mutual friend, Thomas Jefferson, confessed that music was the favourite passion of his soul. He played the violin from a young age, admitting to practising for 3 hours a day during his youth. He must have been a competent performer, as he performed in weekly concerts at the Royal Governor's residence during his time in Williamsburg. He had a valuable collection of fiddles, including a small portable fiddle called a kit, which he could just slip into his pocket and take around easily while travelling. Music played a role in his courtship with Martha Skelton. It is said that two rival suitors appeared at Martha's doorstep and were invited in. They heard Martha at the harpsichord, and she was singing as well, accompanied by Thomas Jefferson on the violin. The two were performing a touching song, and the two suitors lost all hope of conquest, put on their hats, and left. Jefferson had a large collection of music, and would often ask friends to bring music back for him when they travelled. His taste was for Italian music and Scottish songs. He carefully catalogued his music, and most of the collection is now at the University of Virginia. During his political campaign in 1800, he had a campaign song set to a traditional Irish jig called the Gubbio. The refrain of the song went, "Rejoice, Columbia's sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee, but join with heart and soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty." An instrumental version of this song called Jefferson and Liberty is played here by William Coulter guitar and Debbie Benton Grusjean fiddle, and it comes from a CD aptly called Jefferson's Fiddle. Bon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.